Right now, we turn to a story developing in Portland, Oregon. A three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing arguments today on the fate of Kennewick Man. The prehistoric remains that were found on the banks of the Columbia River near Kennewick, Washington, in the summer of 1996. The legal battles over who owns these remains started a few weeks afterwards and has continued for 7 years now. Joining us from the halls of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Portland is Oregon Public Broadcasting's reporter Colin Fogarty, where oral arguments are scheduled to start today. And good of you to be with us, Colin.
Oh, sure.
Remind us, who is Kennewick Man believed to be?
That's actually the real question here, and the question is whether Kennewick Man is actually a Native American, and your definition of that depends on the definition of what is a Native American and how far they go back. Kennewick Man is thought to be 9,300 years old, discovered in 1996, and the Department of Interior decided back then when he was discovered that he was covered and protected by the 1990 Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990. A panel of scientists, or eight prominent scientists who are suing over this case, have decided and are arguing in court is that, you know, he's 9,300 years old, so there's no direct connection to an existing tribe, and what evidence there is, and there's not very much evidence that has been found of Kennewick Man or been studied. What evidence there is shows that he kind of has a narrow skull, which is a difference between, you know, some of the genetic makeup of some of the Northwest Native American tribes. So their argument is that he's not a Native American, or he may not be a Native American, and therefore the scientists should be able to study him. And what the tribes say is, you know, and they call him the Ancient One, that in fact Kennewick Man is a Native American. They are direct descendants of Kennewick Man, and therefore the federal law protecting Native American grave sites should apply to Kennewick Man.
Now, this law, the Native Americans Graves and Protection and Repatriation Act that you mentioned, was largely designed to induce museums to return remains of Native Americans to their tribes.
Right.
Yet the Interior Department's interpretation of this was that any remains found from somebody who was there before 1492 is by definition a Native American. And some people have pointed out, well, that meant if you found a Viking remain somewhere in Maine, you'd be defining him as a Native American.
That's exactly right, and that's what, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals meeting in Portland, normally they're in San Francisco, but they're meeting today in the federal courthouse in downtown Portland. That was really a lot of their questions of, is there a time limit? Is there a specific date? Is it 1492? Is it really the context in which you find the remains, if there are, hunting and gathering equipment nearby or other artifacts? What if you find some unknown explorer who was here well before 1492? I mean, all of those are questions that Congress didn't really answer. Or the question is whether they did really say. I mean, they used the terms prehistoric and Native American and indigenous peoples. But does that apply to someone to remains who are 9,300 years old? And, you know, one of the judges remarked that, it's a metaphysical question. Is there a limit on time here? And they asked, does remains of 150,000-year-old Homo sapien actually apply to this? And that's the real question that that the Ninth Circuit Court has to decide.
We're speaking with Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting about Kennewick Man, whose fate is going to be argued today before a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Colin, you've been at the courthouse all morning. Obviously, people have been talking about it. Is the case actually underway yet?
The oral arguments are happening right now. I stepped out to talk to you. The government made its case, and the tribes made their case. And when I stepped out, the lawyer for the scientist was making his case. I should point out that there is one difference. You know, basically, the government and the tribes are on the same page, except in one respect. The Department of Justice is arguing that Kennewick Man that current tribes are a descendant of Kennewick Man, and that there is a sort of a genetic and biological relationship. The tribes go one step beyond that. They actually argue that there is a culture, that they have a cultural affinity with Kennewick Man. And the judges basically, I mean, as we've been talking about, I mean, if they decide that Kennewick Man is not Native American, then they basically say that Kennewick Man does not have a cultural affinity or a genetic affinity with the current Northwest tribes.
And another thing I know that the tribes have been saying is, you know, yeah, it might be a close call, but given the history that we're talking about here, maybe for once, you know, if all things are considered equal, the tribes should get a break.
Right. And, you know, and the ironic thing here is that it's kind of a catch-22. The question is whether the scientists can actually study the remains. And what they may find from studying the remains is unknown. They might indeed find that there is a genetic connection between current tribes and Kennewick Man, but they won't know that until the scientists actually study that. And that was one of the questions that the judges asked right before I left the hearing. You know, well, what happens if they do find that Kennewick Man is, you know, is a Chinook Indian or is a part of the Warm Springs tribes in Oregon? What happens then? Does the Department of Interior just, you know, say, oops, I'm sorry, we're wrong. Now the tribes can have this back. Right now the Kennewick Man is in a vault in a museum in Seattle, and you know, his future is unknown.
What kind of precedent could this decision make as we look ahead? Obviously, I think all sides think it's going to wind up before the Supreme Court, no matter what the Ninth Circuit decides. But what kind of precedent are people concerned about?
I think it really depends on how often or how many times scientists or archaeologists or just a passerby, as in this case, find 9,300 or 10,000 or 15,000 year old remains. There aren't that many remains this old, so on the one level, it probably won't have that much significance, you know, except in cases where they find remains as old as this. On another level, it really does get at the heart of this 1990 law protecting Native American remains and gravesites, that if the judges decide anything before 1492 or anything that has any, you know, that predates European exploration of the Americas or has no connection to any European travelers at the time, basically any remains found would apply. This law would apply to those remains. And so it does get at the heart of how broad or how narrow this law is.
We're going to let you get back to the hearing in just a second. How long is it supposed to be before you think the Ninth Circuit will rule on this?
Probably about 6 months or so, I think that's generally. But, you know, predicting the court is like predicting the weather. I mean, we know that in Portland, we know the rain will come. And so in this case, we know that the court will decide, but probably, you know, not until next spring or so.
Well, thanks very much, Colin.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Colin Fogarty is a reporter for KOPB in Portland. We reached him outside the hallway, just outside the courtroom where the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is listening to arguments about the fate of Kennewick Man. Before we go, we want to thank Scott Williams, Mark Moran, Chris Furphy, Bill Shedd, and Abby Beshkin here at member station KJZZ for their help in doing this special broadcast with us today. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.